This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, concrete action. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shred with me, Sister Zainab. And I think, so the topic, concrete action, it's almost that we don't really need the two words because action actually is something that we must do. It's practical. But concrete action is, you know, it's giving us particular steps and it's just emphasizing the importance of just doing rather than just sort of saying something and talking. And also, it also refers a little bit to the idea of being a little bit strategic and a little bit sort of almost thoughtful in terms of, okay, so what is the action that needs to be implemented? But I'll explain this better if I refer to an anecdote from life of one of the famous martyrs from our defense by the name of Ibrahim Hadi. So he had a particular way of helping people, and he helped many different people in many different ways. But he did one thing that's maybe a bit unusual. Maybe not everyone would even think to do this, or maybe some people wouldn't feel so comfortable doing this. You know, they might sort of, in a sense, turn their noses up at some of the things that he did to help people. But I think this is a very worthwhile and beautiful story. So what he would do, he would, for example, when he sort of came across people who are sort of hanging around in the streets, maybe sort of sitting on the street, on the footpath, by the side of the street, standing around. So this might have been sort of addicts, or people who are just sort of down at heel, sort of poor people who just had nowhere to go, unemployed even. So he would go and basically either sit with them, engage with them, chat with them, or if they're standing around, just go and join them and stand with them and chat with them. And for example, with the addicts, because he was aware of the issue that, and this is obviously an issue that we have nowadays. So welcome back to AIDS Ed here on Ambing Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, I'm just talking about this issue with the addict. So this is similar nowadays, I think, that obviously addiction, sadly, so whether it's alcohol addiction or other drug addictions, serious drug addiction, often leads people into a lifestyle of crime. So they might, for example, rob people, actually sort of do burglary, so sort of steal things from people's houses to sort of fund their habits. So sadly, it's not just the really bad addiction that is obviously destroying their body, whether it's alcohol or other drugs. It's the other criminal behavior along with that as well. So what Ibrahim Hadi would do, he would actually, he would chat with these people and then he would literally give them money. Because his idea was, and he was always really sort of amiable and sort of friendly around them. So, and his idea was, okay, so if I give them cash, and he would sort of collect this money sort of from the friends to sort of have money to donate to these people. So at least that would address the issue of them engaging in other criminal activity. And for example, one of these people that he obviously became aware of, he was aware that he had even been harassing sort of his own wife and child, sort of this one addict. And even sort of with a friend, they sort of took this person away for a while until he sort of, they could probably just speak with him. And so he sort of became just a bit more calm and wasn't going to harass his own family anymore. So obviously he was quite, let's say, active and quite engaged in really trying to, almost like a social worker, really, and doing his own outreach, I would say, in terms of really trying to deal with the problems on the street. And obviously this is something that, you know, we'd have to ask ourselves, okay, so what can I take on board from that? You know, Can I, you know, even if it's something simple, can I just give a little bit of money to someone who is begging on the street? Because, yeah, maybe that will then mean that they don't have to engage in other activity. You know, in some parts of the world, that might be more common, that people on the street also have to engage in other activity that might be criminal. So maybe, yeah, maybe it's worth considering to make sure that we do give when we can, inshallah. So that was it for today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of Aid Said here on Iron Bingish Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.